Time is 6:01. We'll stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
Flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you. Mr. City Town Clerk, can we have the roll call, please?
Sure. Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mrs. Kurtica? Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. We have a quorum of the committee. Thank you, Mark. Number four is public portion. If there's anyone from the public that wishes to speak, can they please state their name and address? And they're feel free to speak. Yes, Randy.
Randy Ritter, 283 Elizabeth Street, past president of the Derby Historical Society. I'm speaking in regards to the Martin Luther King Jr. mural concept. I've done some research. I'm gathering some names of individuals from Derby who might be considered for the mural project. It'd be nice to recognize members from our own community as part of the mural. And so I had provided that list to our town clerk, who I think has posted it on the page along with all of the other details on tonight's meeting, as well as the people. I also provided a list of what I thought were possible locations that the mural can or murals can possibly be put up. Many of them are along the Derby River Walk Trail, which is, as you know, the Derby River Walk is the most popular river walk or walking trail in the state of Connecticut. So it gets a lot of people to walk it, and I think it would be a great place, a great addition by having a mural there recognizing citizens from Derby.
Thank you very much. I don't know if everyone was able to see those other locations that you sent. Mark, can we put that up fast?
Yep, hold on.
So I thought one of the top locations might be the Derby Shelton Bridge entrance to the Derby River Walk. It's kind of like a gateway entrance, just like on the other end of our Derby River Walk entrance on Division Street, where we have the Hall of Fame bricks. And many of these people that I had nominated for possible entry to the mural are members of the City of Derby's Hall of Fame, like Quash Freeman, who was a Black governor for the state of Connecticut, as was his son, Roswell Freeman. Others like Joseph Luke Hong Mu, who recently became a member of the Derby Hall of Fame, and Molly Hatchett as well. So the flood wall at the Derby Shelton Bridge, I thought was an ideal location because of the size, so, and the width of it, and the fact that it's a gateway entrance to the Derby River Walk.
And that's the first picture on top there, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Mr. Ritter, I read through your recommendations and I looked at the possible locations, which I think I agree with you that the flood wall at the Derby Shelton Bridge is likely the most ideal location. What are your thoughts? And I'm certainly not the artist, and I don't know how much work this would entail, but rather than choosing one, can we incorporate all of them into the mural because of the size of that wall?
Yeah, that would be great. Or another thought I had was if you did multiple locations along the Riverwalk, it would give, you know, people multiple places to look, and it might entice our teachers to bring their students on the Riverwalk, use the Riverwalk, and also learn about the history of Derby while they're doing the walk. So those were some of my thoughts.
Very good.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? And I know we have some members of the committee here, and David Morgan here, and as this is just a committee meeting, we will let them talk as we get into that number five item. But is there anyone else from the public?
Mayor Rich Zekin from, you want me to hold off, Ron? It's up to you.
Yeah, why don't you hold off, Mayor?
Okay, no problem.
Anyone else from the public? Is there anyone else from the public? Okay, hearing no one else, we'll close the public portion. And we'll move on to number five, Valley Martin Luther King Jr. Committee. Discussion regarding location of Martin Luther King Jr. mural in the city of Derby. And whoever would like to begin, whether it's you, David, or someone.
Mayor, can I jump in real quick?
So okay.
Thank you, Commissioner. We had a few meetings in listening to what Randy said. That was one of my choices too on the Riverwalk. So we had some meetings and they were talking about where certain areas want to go. And also they were talking that we will also incorporate our local people into these murals too. So that's part of the whole project. And I think if, I was definitely thinking the Riverwalk, because like Randy said, I mean, we get 400,000 people a day, or not, I'm sorry, a year walking by there. So I think that's great down there. I mean, there's different choices that they wanted to look at. But I think it's a great thing to really like promote the city of Derby and our people that really promoted Derby and did historical things for our city. So, and I'm great for dialogue on this and figure out where we can put this. And I really would think the Riverwalk would be perfect for it. And I was glad that Randy put that up there too. So that's all I have to say. And let's keep going on with this.
Thanks, Mayor. David?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for carving the time out to talk about this. Again, you all know team very well. We're the fiscal backbone entity for the Valley MLK Committee. I'm a proud member. And of course, we have Malika Mosley Williams here, who chairs the committee with us tonight, as well as Dave Gaddison, Derby resident. Many of you know the work that was championed with the Dr. King bust prominently displayed in front of Ansonia City Hall on Main Street. And this is another chapter in driving community dialogue and bringing people together. And I think one of the most recent beautiful examples is what the city of Derby did on the Derby Green with the George Floyd vigil. And we had a lot of rich conversation that evening with residents and peoples and the mayor as well. There was a lot of feedback regarding the Greenway. But I think tonight is, the beginning of a journey. This is such a beautiful opportunity for the city of Derby, as well as its residents and the surrounding valley, to come together and co-create something. Not only what images are on that final art piece, which Mr. Ritter articulated really well. Another one, Mr. Ebenezer, was another one on the radar that's come up. Other ideas included Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King, embodying, the image of the sculpture in Indianapolis. But again, let's co-create this as a city and as a people throughout the communities. And I think we'll just continue to hear good ideas. And we were really moved in our meeting. We had a couple of meetings with the mayor, and I'll turn it over to, Dave and Malika next. But definitely we brought back feedback from the MLK committee about the Greenway, but also had a lot of good examples, including City Hall itself, other buildings throughout the city. And again, there's only 39 communities, and many of you may be very well aware of some of the other communities that emerged in Connecticut, Manchester, West Hartford, but it's a very small group right now. And again, what an exceptional opportunity for, once again, Derby to put itself on the map in the state of Connecticut in a very meaningful way, as it has with other efforts like this. But I'm going to turn it over to MLK member and Derby resident Dave Gaddison.
Go ahead, Dave, you're on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, very good. Yes. Yep.
Alrighty. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for having us. My name's Dave Gaddison. I'm a Derby resident. I've been residing in Derby since 87. I'm over at the Birmingham Condominiums, and I'm actually the vice president of the Condominium Association over here. I was actually the first member elected to the board of directors here. And just want to speak a little bit, you know, about this grand opportunity, you know, that Derby has to shine, you know, in the community and in our state. The MLK mural project is something that is only being selected right now for 39 cities in our state. And you know, we all understand what the community involvement and how important that is. As the people of Derby can collectively be involved in this project with their ideas and the volunteerism, you know, whether it is raising funds or selecting the location, you know, it's a thing that people I have talked to that are excited about. Many people are well aware of the issues that affect our country, our state, and our community. And they're thinking that this would be a part of the healing process and not a part of the problem. And having the MLK Unity in the Community Committee, you know, spearheading this is also a good thing. Working together with the community, you're aware that there was an erection of the Martin Luther King bust right in front of City Hall in Ansonia. So when we work together as a team, we can accomplish dreams and we can bring people together. We can show the brighter side and the people in the community of Derby can also be recognized along with, you know, national figures and the decision of, you know, who will be on there and what will be on there, how it'll be representative. That's all going to be, you know, a part of a community effort, a citywide effort, you know, whether we get the Board of Education together and, you know, having our young people do essays or write poetry. I mean, the door is wide open, and, you know, it's also a grand opportunity for young artists, you know, to be able to get involved in painting this mural and, you know, actually have an opportunity to get paid. So we think it's a home run all the way around. We just need to work together and come up with the, you know, a grand idea that we can all put together and be proud of when it's all said and done. So other than that, like I said, I know there's a lot of excitement and a lot of interest, you know, in our community. And so we want to be able to move forward with the city's blessings.
Very good, Dave. Thank you. Was there someone else that was going to speak to?
Yes. I do want to start off by saying thank you all for carving the time out to speak about this mural. My name is Malika Mosley, and I'm currently the chair of the Valley MLK Committee. Over the past couple of weeks, we've had multiple committee meetings with the MLK Committee, as well as other leaders within the community and residents of Derby. The committee itself consists of faith leaders, residents within different areas of the Valley, primarily in Derby and Ansonia, but the input and the excitement about this mural has come from people all over. I think the biggest takeaway from the conversation that we've been having is that when it comes to the location of the mural, we want it to be somewhere that is incredibly prominent. As of right now, David had mentioned earlier that the committee was really looking at the side of City Hall, the area that faces Route 34. It's the about 5'3" wall that's facing Route 34. Not only because it will attract individuals as they're driving by, but we do know that there's supposed to be some development in that area, which would be seen by a multitude of people on a daily basis. Besides the growing energy and excitement from both residents of Derby as well as neighboring communities, The proposal of the mural has already received coverage from a few news outlets. Both the Valley Indy and the CT Post has covered this already. And the MLK committee has also had the opportunity to hold a table at the Juneteenth event about a month ago. We were able to get some feedback and questions about the mural as well. Overall, we do understand how important it is to not only get the support from the community, but from you all as well. The Alder men and women of Derby are as much of the decision makers and the creator of this project as we are. Just to reiterate what Deacon Dave and David had said, we do want this to be a community project where we're all working together, and we would love to continue to work with you all and hear your opinions about the ideas about this piece. I was not able to look at the document showing the different locations, but from what I've seen so far, those are all amazing locations that we as a committee haven't even considered, and I'd love to hear more about them. But I do want to say this project is not just another project or a piece of art being produced by the MLK committee. I know David had mentioned the bust of MLK in front of Ansonia City Hall. The purpose of the mural is to drive conversation and to truly co-create a piece that brings all residents together, no matter their age, gender, race, or political affiliation or anything of that sort. As Deacon Dave had said earlier, the project would be a part of a healing process and could truly be something amazing. I do want to reiterate that this project is community driven, like I just said. Hopefully with your support, we'd like to maybe distribute some sort of survey or a questionnaire to residents just to get an idea to feel of what they would like to see. We as a committee have heard a lot of ideas, and we have a few as well, but nothing, of course, is set in stone when it comes to the creative design or the location of the mural. So that's it for me. Yeah.
Very good. Very good, Malika. I like someone that talks just as fast as I do. But is there anyone from my committee that would like to add anything? I know moving forward, we wouldn't jump at this tonight, you know, and just pick something. Like you said, we'd like to get together with the committee and the mayor's ideas and get these different locations printed out so we could all view them. What is our timeline, David?
Yeah, great question. As Malika articulated really well, it's more about the process and the product, much like, you know, as Malika said, it's not so much about the bust, it's not so much about the finished art piece, but it's actually the meaningful experience and the driving of the community dialogue. So with that in mind, we can create our own timeline. Of course, when we come, you know, we've been very successful. Remember that bust in Ansonia was a $27,000 project, and the MLK committee more than accomplished that. This one we project to only be about $7,500 project based on the early work with the artist and what it will take to do this type of work. So that involves, you know, community awareness campaigns and fundraising, all the things that the MLK committee can be a real strong partner for the community, you know, of the community and with the community. So my long-winded answer to you, Mr. Sill, is there's no deadline staring at us. It's really about the process. But, you know, from the MLK members and from our leader, Malika, you know, some of the ideal, you know, unveiling opportunities have often been Martin Luther King Day in a January. So one of the original goals was January 2022. We think that's unrealistic. You know, if we're going to truly have a meaningful process around co-creating this as a city and as a people, that this takes time. Another one could be April. Another one could be Juneteenth. And it could be, you know, one of Malika's latest projections from her reporting out to us was potentially the Juneteenth of 2022.
Very good. I think moving forward, we can direct this through the mayor's office and the alderman on this committee to work with your committee, view all these sites, get an idea of where we want to go and how fast and how the money is coming in probably too. And we can move from there and to bring it, I'd have to bring it to the full board when we come up with an idea, when we're all together on this. Like Dave said, it's going to be all of us together being happy. It's not about the mural, just the mural. It's about all of us and everyone involved and making something really good happen for the community. So is there anyone else that would like to speak on this tonight?
Is it okay?
Sure. Go ahead, Carmen.
Carmen DeCenzo, 7J Drive. Just a thought here. I know your mural is probably what you're thinking of is to be painted, but I have a good idea that if you take the picture that you want and you download it into a certain software to a printer, and the printing company can produce the mural on a very large banner. So that banner could be put on a building, put on a wall, moved from certain sites amongst the city. And God forbid, if somebody were to damage the painting on a wall, it's not easily erased and fixed, but it is on a banner, you know, that hard, you know, Randy, you know the banner type material I'm talking about? I'm just thinking that maybe that would be another thing to think about if you wanted the mural to be displayed in different areas of the city. Thanks, that's all I'm asking.
Thank you. Yep, it's another idea. We'll all consider. I'm sure we're gonna get a lot more ideas and opinions, and we'll formulate those into the best possible group decision. All right, does anyone have anything else tonight?
Just to piggyback with what Carmen said, you know, I looked at the pictures that were distributed today it seems as if the deeper you go into the Riverwalk, the more Public Works gray paint you see covering up graffiti. So I would hope that, you know, with the beautification of the Derby Shelton Bridge, again, I think that would be a nice spot and hopefully less of a chance for vandalism with graffiti over the mural. I like that spot. Obviously, we're very early in the discussion, so before we choose a location, but those are just my initial thoughts as far as protecting it from vandalism.
Yes, thanks, Rob. Very good.
Ron, may I?
Sure.
I would be remiss not to, and I know the mayor's received this as well from the committee members and at the meetings as well as some of the events, but there was some very strong reactions to the idea of putting it on the green on the greenway. From the committee. When you think about the power and the convictions of Dr. King and how transformative that was, and we all know that, you don't need the history lesson from me. I know you know all that. There was some real strong feelings from the committee, from the Valley NAACP and other residents as to not put it on the greenway because of the high level of graffiti and vandalism that occurs. As well as when you think about the power of what Dr. King stood for and how that is echoed in history and how we're still, you know, navigating some of those realities in 2021. And Mayor Zekin, I know, heard this feedback. And so what I would encourage, Ron, you know, through the members here, to your point, as you have some of these meetings, hear firsthand from those MLK committee members as to their own reactions and feelings on, you know, whether or not some of those areas that are being pushed forward, just involve them in that conversation as well, because they were real vivid reactions to that suggestion.
Sure. Very good. Thank you.
And I love the banner idea. I think that's something we should add that to the list. That's a great idea. And the idea that it can travel is excellent.
Yeah.
Idea.
Yeah. That's something.
If I can jump in real quick as a mayor. You know, like I said, I had two meetings or Dave or two or three meetings we had just to get this off the ground. And I think if we all get together, like you were talking about and Alderman Heider was talking about too, to really get involved into this and talk about this, I think this, you know, because I know Rob's like really on the Riverwalk. So was I. I think that's like, especially 400,000 people a year going through there. And I thought that was a prominent place for it. And I don't think it's like putting it on the back shelf or anything, but to really get a dialogue with their committee too, and to try to figure out what we have to do. So if we can like probably do a meeting somewhere, you know, Ron, and just
down the road here. That's right. Yeah. And then get our heads together, possibly without a Zoom, maybe someday get together in a room, whether we got to separate or whatever. And right. I think we work it out much better that way.
I think everybody's for this. It's just we have to find a place.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a good spot on the greenway where it can also be seen from the road too, the travel portion of the road. Because I know like in front of the City Hall, you'd actually have to turn sideways to look at City Hall as you were driving.
Right. And we had, you know, we had a walkthrough when it, so we had three meetings and we did a walkthrough with them just to get it, you know, off the ground to see what we could do, you know, and so till we get till we got to this point right now in front of the all. So, and I think, you know, I just it's good dialogue. We got to figure out where it's going to be because I think it's very prominent. We should do this. But so that's, I got nothing else to say. There you go.
Very good. We're fortunate to have the opportunity to do this in Derby. So let's make it happen. Let's make it good. So we'll move on from here. Thank you all very much. If there's no one else tonight to come before this committee meeting, I will make a motion to adjourn at 6:26. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all. Nice meeting you. And now we can generate something and get together. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Take care.